Greetings to listeners all around the world. Welcome to Safe Dividend Investing's podcast number 164 on April 18th of 2024. My name is Ian Duncan MacDonald. In today's podcast, I'll be answering two interesting investment questions. In podcast number 154, I announced a contest to select 20 stocks using $200,000 in play money that will generate the most capital gain and most dividend income over 12 months. Seek out the transcript attached to podcast number 154 for more details. While this contest was created as a learning experience for those who are hesitant about investing in the stock market, it is open to anyone who wants to test their stock picking skills. To make it a bit more interesting, the winner will receive $100 as an incentive at the end of 12 months. Request the Excel entry file if you are interested in participating at ianduncanmacdonald@hotmail.com. The objective of my books, my website, and my podcasts are to show all those seeking financial independence how to become informed, confident, successful, self-directed investors. Question number one. What is the biggest lesson learned by self-directed investors? A poll by a bank reported that 63% of online do-it-yourself investors say the biggest lesson they've learned is to be prepared. In other words, have a plan before you start investing. A plan will avoid common problems such as, one quarter said they bought hot, strongly promoted stocks without doing a thorough research of the stock. 20% said they started purchasing stocks without a defined plan. 10% said they bought when stock prices were at their peak. 10% said they sold too quickly when the market dipped. You can solve pre-investment planning problems by adapting the following investment approaches. The quickest, easiest way to maximize dividend income is to eliminate from consideration any stock with a dividend yield percent below perhaps 5%. Dividend income is also greatly enhanced by only investing in the financially strongest stocks. These are stocks who have paid ever-increasing high dividends for many years, accompanied by increased share prices. The question then would be, how do you identify these financially strong stocks? I use stock scoring software that measures easily obtainable data such as current share price, the historical share price, the book value of the stock, analyst buy recommendations, the stock's dividend yield percent, its operating margin, and its price to earnings ratio. The stock score, which takes a minute or two to calculate, allows you to easily select the best stocks by sorting all the stocks meeting your minimum criteria from highest to lowest score. Since stocks with the highest scores rarely pay the highest dividends, you balance a high-scoring stock paying a lower dividend yield percent with a lower scoring stock paying a higher dividend. The objective is to have a strong, balanced portfolio of 20 stocks whose average dividend yield will be more than 6% and whose total portfolio value most years will grow by 12% or more. Hot speculative stocks receiving lots of publicity rarely, if ever, would appear as prospective stock purchases in your scored list of stock purchasing possibilities. Speculative stocks often have low book values and operating margins. The possibility of them paying dividends would be small. Since this stock scoring approach has nothing to do with whether the stock market is at its peak or bottom, stock market fluctuations never need enter your buying decisions. You are removed from the practice of buying low and selling high. You are buying stocks that you will have no reason to sell for decades. Their high dividend payouts will provide you with the reliable, growing income you need to live on, or the funds to keep investing money back into your 20 stocks to keep your portfolio growing. You will often find that dividend payouts increase at a faster rate than share prices. This will keep your income well ahead of inflation. To build a portfolio like this is not difficult. Go to my website, www.informus.ca, for step-by-step instructions. Question number two. In the next market crash, should I sell all stocks and revert to cash? There is no magic calendar showing a date when the next stock market crash is going to occur. However, never fear, there will be another market crash. It will be followed by another and another. They usually occur about every 4 to 10 years. What causes them? A market crash is a time when there is an unusually large, fast drop in share prices by almost all stocks. It occurs after share prices have been rising steadily for several years, and many investors are convinced there will never be another stock market crash. The increased share prices were fueled by optimistic speculators willing to pay higher and higher prices for the shares they buy. To buy their shares, there always has to be pessimistic speculators willing to sell the shares they own at prices low enough to attract optimistic buyers. The pessimistic sellers believe that the share price has reached its height, and to maximize their profitable capital gain or to remove the fear of a major capital loss, they must sell. Some insecure investors are constantly looking for signs of future events that would convert them from being optimists to pessimists. The signs that occur in the three most recent crashes were: 1, the collapse of the unprofitable dot companies in the year 2000. Speculators were convinced that all dot-com tech companies were the next Microsoft. 2, in 2008, it was the belief that all mortgage-backed securities were safe investments. Investors failed to confirm the creditworthiness of those mortgage borrowers. Number three, the 2020 panic caused by the COVID pandemic devastated the economy and caused huge sell-offs in the stock market. Such incidents do occur without resulting in market crashes. For example, some pessimists forecasted that the collapse of Bitcoin prices would cause a market crash. The war in the Ukraine was seen as a possible trigger. The explosive growth of artificial intelligence is suggested to be such an event. Share prices are in constant motion, being run up and down by optimists and pessimists. However, usually there is enough of a balance between the two forces that fluctuations get balanced out. Only after a few months of deep share price drops can it even be determined that we're going through a market crash. To accurately predict the next crash is as impossible as accurately predicting future share prices. If you are concerned about the future rapid loss of value in your stock portfolio, how can you protect yourself from such a loss? You protect yourself by choosing financially strong companies that pay high dividends. These are stocks that you never intend to sell, nor have any reason to sell. Dividend payouts of such companies are rarely impacted by market crashes. If you adjust your spending to match the dividend income generated by such stocks, a market crash becomes almost irrelevant. Be assured that your share price will again increase above its previous highest price. Dividend payouts usually rise much faster than share prices. How do you choose financially strong stocks? I use stock scoring software that objectively measures the value of a stock. It is divorced from the media hype and turmoil of share price fluctuations. In addition, look at historical share price and dividend payouts. You will see how any stock weathered the previous market crashes. In my 2022 book, New York Stock Exchange's 106 Best High Dividend Stocks, the historical data for each of the 106 stocks shows share prices and dividend payouts going back to 1999. The highest scoring stock in the book was Canadian Natural Resources, stock symbol CNQ. Its score was 73. Its share price in 2022 was $53.36, and its dividend yield was 5.35%. CNQ did not start paying a dividend until 2000. That year, the dividend payouts were 1 cent. The 2000 stock market crash dropped share prices from $4.13 down to $3.65 in 2001 and $3.66 in 2002. By 2003, it had beaten the 2000 share price and was now $4.80. In the next stock market crash of 2008, the share prices had dropped from a high of $33.71 in 2007 down to $15.92. In 2009, the share price hit a new record high of $36.54. In the crash of 2020, you have an odd anomaly of the share price rising from $26.63 in 2019 to a record high of $30.38. However, this was followed in 2021 by another record high of $42.25. What is more interesting is to see what happened to the dividend payouts between 2000 and 2022. The first dividend they paid was in 2001. It was 1 cent. By 2006, it was 3 cents. By 2011, it was 11 cents. By 2016, it was 17 cents. And by 2022, it was 57 cents. The dividend payouts never retreated. They were never impacted by market crashes. CNQ is just one easily found example in the book of the benefits of holding on to financially strong companies paying high dividends. Thanks for listening. If you wish more information on investing and stock scoring, please visit my website, www.saferbetterdividendinvesting.com.